It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday the 17th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. For a company that has had a rough couple years, BlackBerry still possesses what it hopes are a few aces in the hole. One of them is the secure BlackBerry Messenger app. And this week, the company's announced BBM Protected, a new messaging tool that is supposed to be super secure from prying eyes. Yankee Group Vice President Carl Howe says the innovation is aimed at customers in government and business who want encrypted messaging. But there's another audience.
I think they're trying to provide a clear argument to both their investors and to Wall Street about why they're not going to fail. And BlackBerry still has many large enterprise customers, and they need ways to deliver services to them that they value.
Carl Howe of the Yankee Group. BlackBerry announces earnings on Thursday. Releasing new software platforms to track your health seems to be all the rage among big tech companies these days. Apple's Health Kit will launch in the fall with iOS 8. Google reportedly plans to launch a service called Google Fit. That announcement expected next week at the company's I.O. conference. Our friend Lindsay Turrentine at CNET says it's a battle royale.
They all know that everybody else is doing it, so it's a little bit of an arms race. But also, the United States spends about 17% of its GDP on healthcare. It's a huge industry.
What might these companies want with our data?
Well, it's kind of a tricky question when it comes to health. Most of the time when we talk about our personal data, companies want that data largely for advertising purposes, right?
Right.
In the case of health information, I don't think we know quite yet what's going to happen with that data. Samsung says it's going to be that your data belongs to you and goes nowhere else. But we can see a world in which collections of anonymous data might be useful as a product itself. And, you know, healthcare companies might be interested in mining that data.
But I guess also there is the sort of old-fashioned advertising possibilities here, right? Like whenever we're watching Murder, She Wrote and the ads for the dentures come on, we can imagine some sort of spinning out of this kind of thing in the future, right?
I think that's certainly within the realm of possibility. I think a lot of people are going to fight that, though. I mean, there's nothing more personal than your health data. And I think that there will be a lot of public outcry if that health data, even in aggregate, starts getting used for things other than improving your personal health.
Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief of reviews at CNET. Lindsay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Marketplace Tech is listener-supported, and twice a year, we invite you to make a gift to support the tech and business reporting you've come to rely on. A gift from you in any amount helps fuel a daily dose of tech news from Marketplace. Help us end the budget year strong by making a gift at marketplace.org by June 30th. When I was a kid, Jacques Cousteau was the coolest. The ocean conservationist was like an astronaut, except he was using tech to glimpse the closest thing to aliens we've ever seen. The elder Cousteau died in 1997, but this month his grandson Fabian and some fellow aquanauts are celebrating Cousteau's innovation of ocean floor habitats by living in one, 63 feet underwater near the reefs off the Florida Keys. The thing's got Wi-Fi. I reached Cousteau underwater via a noisy emergency phone line that's actually lashed to a buoy floating on the ocean's surface.
There's a line from the habitat up to a buoy, which has an antenna, which then beams back to land.
I'm looking at you right now through this live feed that looks like something out of 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
It very much is like that. And if you look at the habitat from the bow, it actually looks like a giant robotic insect that's walking on the bottom. This is not a submarine. This is actually a habitat that's open at the bottom, open to the ocean, which means that the air pressure inside is the same as the water pressure outside. What that allows us to do, however, is allows us to go diving pretty much as long as we want.
Because you've acclimated?
Because our body is acclimated to the pressure, exactly. So we've saturated with nitrogen and oxygen. And with that, we can go out 10, 12 hours a day compared to 3 or 4 hours at most a day from the surface.
What's a piece of technology that you wish you had while you were down there that might help you deal with some of the limitations of living and working and diving in that space?
Well, I feel the one thing we're missing is wine.
should have packed the wine.
That's right. There's plenty of technology down here. We're using the Ditson handheld, which looks like a ray gun, actually, sonar gun that paints us a video image of the coral reef and animals literally in pitch dark. So the only piece of technology might be a more ancient piece of technology, but it's something in a bottle with a nice liquid elixir.
Should people live underwater?
I think it's a huge advantage to live on basically what is our final frontier on this planet. We've explored less than 5% of it, and it gives us a much better perspective of why the oceans are so important. And as you can tell, for the first time on a Cousteau expedition, we're actually able to communicate live from the bottom of the ocean.
Speaking of which, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm watching divers right now via the live feed swimming outside of your habitat, and it's so amazing to watch.
So, you know, my grandfather dreamed of a day where he could speak live to the world from underwater, and unfortunately, his time passed before that technology existed, but we're here now. And this technology is, in essence, another tool that gives us an enhanced reach in a way that he only dreamed.
Fabien Cousteau, thank you very much for talking with us.
It's an absolute pleasure. And if there's one parting comment that I have, my grandfather used to say, in order to film fish, you must become a fish. We're working on it.
To watch and learn more about Fabien Cousteau's adventure, you should head to mission-31.com. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.